Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. The remarkable story of former Navy SEAL Kristen Beck, speaking about her new and newly public life as the woman she always knew she was. It's a 360 exclusive. Let's get started. In just a moment, an exclusive conversation I had today with someone who's demonstrated their bravery time and time again as a U.S. Navy SEAL. They served this country with great strength and great honor for 20 years. But now she's showing another kind of strength, living as the woman she's always felt she's been. Christopher Todd Beck enlisted with the military in 1990 with the dream of joining the U.S. Navy SEALs, the elite unit with a reputation for being one of the toughest, the fittest, and most secretive forces in the U.S. military. Beck realized that dream serving for 20 years with the SEALs in some of the most dangerous battlegrounds around the world, including Iraq and Afghanistan. A former Navy SEAL who knew Beck says he had a stellar reputation among his comrades. By the time he retired from service in 2011, Beck had a long list of medals and commendations, including the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart. But for 20 years, while Beck was fighting for his country, he was also fighting an inner battle, a battle over his gender identity. Chris Beck wanted to live his life openly and honestly as a woman, which is what he started doing after he retired in 2011. Chris Beck is now Kristen Beck. She's currently on hormone replacement therapy and feels like she's becoming the person she was always meant to be. It's been a long journey for Kristen to get to this point. She's written a book about her experience called Warrior Princess, hoping to help others. The book comes nearly 2 years after the Department of Defense repealed its Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, allowing gays and lesbians to serve openly in the military. But gender identity has nothing to do with sexuality. Transgender men and women are still banned from service. The 20-year decorated combat veteran would not be allowed to serve in the military as she lives her life today. And as you'll hear, she wants it to be a happy, even ordinary life. For years, though, life was anything but. Here's part one of my exclusive conversation with Kristen Beck.